What's up? I'm Shane, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever found yourself in a conversation with your friends, and everyone has a different idea about what's true? Like, maybe you've heard it's a hot dog a sandwich. Some of you will say that it's not, but I'm sure that some of you can make a case that it is. I don't know that I really care all that much, but technically, I think it is a sandwich, right? Or maybe it's the never-ending sports debate about who's the GOAT or which sport is the best. I used to love this debate. I played baseball in high school, and anytime the football players were around, I made sure that they knew baseball is the hardest sport to play. Look, everyone has their person or their facts to back up their thought of which sport is best or who the GOAT actually is. Or it could be about which fast food chain has the best fries. And of course, with this one, everyone is gonna have a different idea. I'll tell you how to solve this one. Just buy fries from all the different fast food chains, try them, and do a taste test. You can decide. I'm sure it won't cause any arguments or anything. Look, okay, I get it. Those are ridiculous examples. But the point is that there are tons of competing ideas and messages about all kinds of different things. From ridiculous to serious, it can be difficult at times to land on what's true with so many different thoughts and opinions about a topic. That's why today, as we conclude our series about the topic of integrity, we're gonna talk about a different kind of integrity. We're gonna talk about sexual integrity. And here's the deal. As high schoolers, you're aware that there's a lot of opinions when it comes to the topics of sex and sexuality. In fact, if we're honest, there are a lot of competing messages about sex. It's one of those topics that people have very different and often strong opinions on. So it can get really confusing when we try to figure out what we believe about it. Look, you might have heard a message or two about this topic in church. Maybe you've had a talk with your parents that was a little awkward, or maybe you learned about sex in a class at school. You've almost definitely heard people talk about sex on TV or in social media or even in music. There's a lot being said about sex by what seems like everyone. In particular, society and the church have a lot to say about sex. And often these ideas, well, they kind of seem at odds with each other. Okay, so let's talk about some of the messages that we get from society. See, messages from society sometimes sound like judgment if you aren't sexually active. People are sometimes made fun of because they aren't doing what, quote, everyone else is doing. Maybe it sounds like judgment if you have been sexually active with a lot of people. This one even has a huge double standard. If you're a woman with a body count that's too high, you're talked about and treated differently than if you're a man. You also get messages about what sex is supposedly like. We hear about what sex is supposedly like from our friends telling stories about their own sex life. That may or may not be true. We learn about what sex is supposedly like from the internet, movies, shows we watch, and even porn. Messages from the church, though, they sometimes sound a little bit different. They sound like, just don't do it. Don't get close to doing it. Don't even think about doing it, which is a really difficult thing to consider when it's biologically normal to be curious about sex. Maybe the message from the church sounds like sex is off limits and it's something to be ashamed of or never really talked about at all. Maybe the message is, if you've been sexually active, you aren't as worthy or whole. Whether it's society or church, obviously there are a lot of mixed messages about sex. And both society and the church seem to have big opinions about how sexual activity affects our worth. I mean, does it affect our worth? How do we figure out what's actually true? Well, before we answer that question, I want to be clear about one thing right up front. What we're gonna talk about is something that is possible for all of us. Sexual integrity is a choice that you can make no matter what you've experienced sexually. If you've made decisions to be sexually active, or you're struggling with a habit like porn that you wanna quit, what we're talking about today is still possible for you. Or if someone else made a decision to mistreat or abuse you, what does sexual integrity really look like in that situation? As we talk about all of this today, please remember this. God loves you, sees you as someone of incredible value, and invites you into what we're talking about. Not only that, but your church wants to be a safe community for you to talk about what you've experienced. Your church wants to help you get the care that you need in order to heal from the hurt that's been caused. If that's something that's happened, after we talk about this, I want to encourage you to talk to your small group leader or another trusted adult so that they can support and help you walk through that. Look, please know that however you feel and whatever you've experienced, sexual integrity is still possible for everyone. So, what does living with sexual integrity actually mean? The good news is that we can learn something about this topic from the people who wrote the Bible. One passage that we're going to look at today was written by a guy named Paul. He was writing to a church a couple of thousand years ago in this ancient city called Corinth. He makes it a point to address this issue of sex with this church because the lack of sexual integrity was breaking relationships in their community. But his approach actually makes his point go beyond just the topic of sex. He writes about the value of our bodies, which, as you know, because you're in high school and we're not gonna act like you don't know, our bodies are involved in sex. So check out what Paul writes. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Paul is trying to address the incredible value and worth of the people that he's writing to, right down to their bodies. Look at what he says about their bodies. Don't miss this. He says, your bodies are a temple. See, in their city, temples were special and important places that held a lot of value. You have to remember, this was written a really long time ago, but there's still communities and cities where this is true today. But the temple in the Old Testament was a place where God lived. So Paul's connecting the idea and saying that the Spirit of God lives in our bodies. And we'll talk about that more in a second. Now, Paul also says, you are not your own. In other words, all of you belong to God. There's no part of you that doesn't belong to God. And Jesus paid the price for it on the cross. Okay, so here's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying that you're worth Jesus dying for and that God places value on all of you. That includes your body. Paul says that their bodies and our bodies matter. So what they do with their bodies matters. He wants them to understand what they're worth and that God cares about them. And the same is true for you and for me today. And remember what I said earlier, there's no experience that you've had, decision you've made, or way that someone else has treated you that changes your value. Think about this. When something really matters to us, when we really value it, there's a good chance that we do our best to take care of it. Well, this is exactly how Paul is saying we should think about our bodies. Our bodies are incredibly valuable. They're worth taking care of and protecting. And the reason? Well, the reason is because our bodies belong to God. Our bodies are the place where the Holy Spirit dwells. Or in other words, God's presence and power is as close to us as our own bodies, which is like really cool when you stop and you think about that. I know it might sound a little strange, but the point that Paul is making is that God is with us. God is close to us always, and God values every part of who we are. This means that you are of incredible worth and value to God. Or to say it a little different, you matter. And because you matter, your sexual integrity matters. Here's the thing, sex was created to be good, but it is also powerful. Because it was created to be good, it's something that we don't need to be ashamed about. It's not a topic that's off limits for us to talk about at church, but it does mean that we have to pay attention to what sex and our choices when it comes to sex can lead to. See, sex has the power to create life. Okay, this one feels pretty self-explanatory, right? If not, just ask your health teacher or a parent or your guardian. But look, it's literally how humanity continues and is created, which, I mean, if you stop and think about it, means it's very powerful. There's another way that sex is powerful though. Sex has the power to impact relationships. This one feels much more complex. Sex has a way of bringing people together, but it can also be the thing to drive people apart. I mean, we all probably know someone that was hurt because of a lack of sexual integrity. We'll unpack this one more as we go, but this is a big part of why sexual integrity is important. Sex is powerful, and what you do with your body matters because you matter. That's why sexual integrity is so important. So, what is it? Well, sexual integrity is guarding your potential for intimacy through appropriate boundaries and mutual respect. Sex is one of the most intimate things that two people can share with each other. It's more than just a physical act. Sex engages humans in a way that does create a shared experience that bonds those two people together. Ultimately, sex is about giving yourself completely to another person out of a deep love for one another. That's why it's important to have good boundaries around sex. It's important to have boundaries around the messages that we listen to about sex. Are there things that we're watching or listening to that are communicating that sex matters and that people matter. It's important to have boundaries around the ways we treat other people. We should always treat other people with respect and honor, and we should also honor their boundaries. It's also important to ask ourselves if our choices around sexual activity are based on love and care for another person or our own desires. It's important that we understand that boundaries help us honor God, others, and ourselves. Here's the thing to remember about sexual integrity. When it's important to us, chances are we'll honor the people around us too. When we start to treat people like their bodies matter, when we start to think of others as belonging to God, as loved and valued by God, we practice sexual integrity. Because you matter, your sexual integrity matters. And because other people matter, their sexual integrity matters too. So, no matter where you're at when it comes to sex, it's important that you understand what you're worth. You are worth sexual integrity. You are worth having boundaries, and you are worth people respecting those boundaries. You are worth commitment. An exclusive marriage relationship shared by two people who commit to loving each other fully. It's worth it to treat others like they have value and worth as well, because that's what sexual integrity is about. Okay, to be clear, sexual activity does not change your worth. You are not worth less to God or loved less by God because of choices that you've made or anything that has happened to you. You can always choose sexual integrity. It's not something that you have to make up for or try to fix. You can make the decision to prioritize sexual integrity moving forward, no matter what is in the past or what happens in the future. You are always worth sexual integrity. And the good news is that Jesus is always there ready to help you practice sexual integrity. This entire series, we've talked about the way God helps us live with integrity. We've said that integrity equals authenticity plus good character. This is what leads to a noble life, a life of choosing to do the right thing and staying true to what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And this kind of life is also possible when it comes to sex. Can you imagine how our world would be different if more people practiced sexual integrity? I mean, relationships would be healthier. Sex would be known as a good and powerful part of life. Our world would be safer for everyone, especially women, and there would be less abuse. People would treat each other with more honor and respect. So, when you head to groups, think about your answer to this question. How can you practice sexual integrity this week?